In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior. Dear friends, the true Christian Church is not the result of an ordinary human event, nor a religious development in history. The Bible presents the Church as the main focus of a divine plan of all history. Its legal foundation was accomplished by Christ's coming to our world and taking on Himself our human nature to live a full human life on earth. The Church is not an earthly human organization, institution, or a physical structure. It's composed of people from all ethnic groups and all social classes of the human race. They belong not to a religion, but to Christ. They are His spiritual body spread throughout the earth. Friends, that is what is meant by the Church being Christ's body. By the power of His Word and Spirit, believers enjoy a very special relationship to Christ. They are identified as His possession. He deliberately and voluntarily died to provide for them redemption and deliverance from eternal condemnation. He took on Himself the punishment due to their sin. His powerfully perfect holiness secured triumphant resurrection. Step by step, the realization of the true Church as Christ's body in human history is a process divinely guided and completed. Christ continues to provide them with all they need to enjoy a living relationship to Him. By clinging to Christ, true believers are divinely made a peculiar people from among all families of the earth. The Apostle Paul addresses this in the fourth chapter of his letter to the believers in the ancient city of Ephesus. He says, "So that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love." Friends, believers are incorporated into Christ's spiritual body on earth by receiving a spiritual birth. They are regenerated by His Word and Spirit. As newborn babes, they need to be nourished and gradually grow in knowledge and holiness. In the process of growing towards maturity, they are exposed to dangers from within and from without. Believers are engaged in a spiritual battle and are exposed to spiritual dangers. The deceiver, Satan, desires to hamper their growth and to even destroy their life-giving relationship to Christ. His destructive work is often by false doctrines. The apostle knows this from his own personal experience. He identifies himself with other believers. He says, "So that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes." Believers belong to one another. They are the one body of Christ. As such, they have an obligation to watch out for the well-being of one another. The vital importance of this cannot be minimized. The apostle says, "Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Friends, the growth of believers is rooted in lovingly proclaiming and reminding each other of gospel truth. They are to speak this truth to one another. They do not merely defend themselves against error. They are in a proactive spiritual battle. Belonging to Christ means that they are learning His ways. Jesus shared all our experiences of temptation and suffering to the deepest possible levels. His triumphant weapon was holding to and proclaiming the divinely revealed and preserved truth of God's Word. This was His method and style for defeating Satan, His ardent tempter. He made it clear that He established believers as one body. He fulfilled His promise not to leave them alone. He indwelt them by the blessed Holy Spirit who leads them to the whole truth. He remains with them and causes them to care for one another in the same way as He sacrificially gave Himself to them. Friends, Christ's people are a complete body which fits together. They together belong to Christ. They are interrelated and interdependent in Christ. Christ meant for them to be so. Christ equips them to grow in service to one another. They complement each other. They build each other up in the same love Christ has for them. There is no room in a mature local church for self-centered and self-serving activities. There is no room for selfish ambitions. Writing to the believers in another ancient city, the apostle says in the second chapter of his letter to the Philippians, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or deceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves." Believers, therefore, grow as one spiritual body of Christ. Their growth in Christ is comprehensive. It covers every area of life. By His design, the true Christian church has a built-in dynamic for growth in Christ. He provides her with all the gifts needed for a complete built-in system of growth. All those who receive a whole new life in Christ are part of the church. They belong to one another in Christ. Hallelujah.